everyone, and welcome to the Cinnamon and Dice Podcast. We are a family-run and independently-owned podcast where we play tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons and play for our amusement and hopefully yours. I am your Game Master and host, Evadne, and with me are our adventurers, my wife, Liv.
Hi.
And my sister, Devonna. All right, ladies, would you like to introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Hello, my name is Liv, and I'll be playing Nova.
Ooh. And I'm Devonna. You can call me Vanna for short. It's cool. And I'll be playing Shep.
Awesome. Cool. I'm excited. So, for our D&D nerds out there, our story takes place in the recently released Spelljammer setting. So this is a high fantasy, nautical space adventure. Kind of think Treasure Planet vibes. Mm-hmm. So, I think we're good with the housekeeping for this first episode. Who's ready to play some D&D?
Whoop, 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 whoop. All right. Take me to space.
Our story starts in a local watering hole in a coastal community just off the shores of the Lucidian Ocean. You find yourself surrounded by a menagerie of different folk, from local fishermen to well-dressed merchants and traders. The nearby harbor easily accommodates local fishing boats and larger trade vessels. As you enjoy your midday meal, you hear a familiar talk of the shooting stars that have lit up the night sky for the past several nights. Some say these celestial events are omens of impending danger. Others believe they are precursors to the gods descending from the heavens to walk the lands. No one knows for sure. You are just finishing your midday meal while listening to a blacksmith tell about being awakened last night by a loud crash. Mm. According to the smith, a crystalline vine burst out of the ground and punched a hole through the roof of their neighbor's bakery.
"Must be divine punishment for those bad pies and steep prices," said the blacksmith with a nervous chuckle.
Cutting off your field of vision, a woman steps into your line of sight with a smirk. "You look like someone who would fare well on a long voyage. I've got a proposition for you. The name's Elena. Captain Elena of the Moondancer. It so happens we are looking for a couple recruits to help ensure a safe voyage back to our port of call. What do you say? Does a life-changing journey and 15 gold pieces interest you?" She's speaking to you, Nova.
Mm.
Approaches you. And just so you kind of have a feel of what she looks like, she's wearing a tan outfit, mostly different shades of brown. And she's got gold tassels. And a little collared shirt with a little fringe right underneath it. She's got a belt with gold buckles on it. You see that there is a curved sword on her left hip. And she's wearing a kind of like a muted gold bandana over her head and underneath red wavy hair kind of just tufts out a little bit.
Hmm.
And she's looking at you kind of with a small smirk in response. You see that her skin has some freckles, a little bit of tanning and sun. So you can kind of tell that she does look like a captain in this moment.
Nova will put down her ale. When you look to Nova, Nova is more on the taller side, around 5'8", and she has bright red wavy hair that almost looks like flames of fire when you get to the bottom of it, which goes right down to her middle of her back. Her hair is half up and half down in a braid, and throughout her hair you see bright orange and green and purple flowers that have bloomed perfectly, almost looking like they've bloomed because of her. And she has very light pale skin that when the sun hits it just right, she almost looks like she has stardust embedded in it. Ooh. Just looking at her, you can tell she is incredibly strong. Maybe artificially, maybe naturally, who really knows? She just looks really, really strong, but incredibly lean. Nova has a large scar going from the top left of her forehead all the way down to her right eyebrow, leaving a permanent spot where hair never grows. Her face is adorned with lots of iridescent purple freckles all over her nose and her cheeks that almost look like stars among the cosmos. She is dressed in dark purple and warm-toned colors matching her druidic circle of the stars. She holds a beautiful staff in her left hand that is purple and beautifully green, and it looks like there's vines wrapped all the way around it with crystals embedded all the way throughout until you get to the top where you see a beautiful copper snake head.
Ooh.
And Nova will look to this woman and just kind of smirk back and say, adventure of a lifetime, you say? 15 gold each. Or is this for the whole crew?
This is the offer for you, my dear.
Ah.
Just to pause here for a second. Do you think Shep would be at this table with Nova or just somewhere else in the tavern kind of like overhearing this?
Shep would probably not be at the table with Nova. Assuming that they don't know each other very well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've seen each other around town or something. They would probably be maybe closer to the fireplace area. Just staring into the fire, but listening in on the conversation.
Okay.
If they can hear from there.
I will say, yeah, Shep totally can hear. Actually, you know, it is a pretty busy tavern. Why don't you roll a perception check for me?
First roll of the night.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Okay, perception.
Yeah, perception.
Let me bring my sheet up. And roll. It didn't say, did it?
You rolled a 3, Queen.
I rolled a 3. Oh, great.
Ooh,
3 plus...
Math.
2.
Okay, the fire is so ignamic. You're just really into resting. You're pensive. You're into your thoughts, you know. You kind of don't really know exactly where you are right now, but... It's comfortable. There's an ale.
And just it's warm. Every once in a while. Good ale.
Did we get her name? Did I miss that?
Elena.
Yes, Elena? Her name's Elena.
Captain of the Moonweaver?
Moon Dancer.
Nova will look to Elena and say, well, you know I'm never one to turn down an adventure. So, when do we take off?
You know, I don't know that, but I could tell from your look that you wouldn't be.
Nah.
We take off at sunrise. If you have anyone else you'd recommend, I am looking for maybe a couple other mercenaries or a couple other helping hands to ensure that we make it to our regular port of call. It will be a little bit of an adventure, a little bit of a... say, long journey, but I don't expect it to be too eventful.
A long journey? How long are we talking
here? I'm thinking it's more of the distance.
Okay.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I will assure you will make it back here just fine. So, a sunrise. Be at the docks. I'll see you then.
I'll just kind of raise my ale and go back to drinking.
I'll shout over at the bar. Another! Barkeep, please. Please, is very quiet, more to themselves.
You see this, like, scrawny, moppy-haired, brown-haired guy who's behind the bar. He looks over, he clocks, he's like, aye, another! And so he starts making your drink, pouring the ale for you. He sets it on the counter on the other end, and you see this woman come by and grab it, and she places it here for you. Here you go, Shep.
Thanks again.
Of course.
I'll toss her a silver.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nah, I just need to be here sipping this for a minute. Just a minute.
Is everything all right, Shep?
Just thinking about this dream that I've been having, but... You know what? It's not anything you need to worry about. And then I'll turn back towards the fireplace and drink my ale and to introduce Shep a little bit here, they're wearing some dark green, grayish metal half plate armor, and but you can see that that it's well maintained, even though it looks used and worn. And there's a mace clipped onto their side, on their left side, but it looks like the clips and the way that it's holding on in its sheath have rusted over a little bit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be used very often. Mm. And their shield is just propped up next to them on their chair, on the right side, so that they're quick to be able to equip it if needed. And there's a cloak that they're wearing that has a little bit of, like, wool or fur. It's hard to tell unless you touch it. But it looks like it could be super soft. But it starts off as wool for around the neck, and then it turns into fabric towards the back. And it's like this grayish-greenish metal cloak. It looks a little muddy, to be honest, in color. But it looks a little frayed at the ends and well-maintained. And their eyes are amber-colored eyes with gold flecks in them, outlined in, like, this yellowish gold that makes them look a little otherworldly. They've got really dark black hair that's pulled back into a man bun, and dark skin. So they're just sitting there, being pensive, looking to the fire, and ignoring the server girl now.
She looks at you, looks at her silver, and she just kind of pats your shoulder and walks away. As Elena turns from you, Nova, she stops and sees Shep. And then she kind of looks back at you and she's like, "Do you know anything about them over there? The ones by the fire in the half plate?"
Do I know anything about Shep over there in the half plate?
I mean, if we've been in the same town for a little bit, we probably have seen each other.
Okay. Nova will respond, "You know, I know of Shep. It's not that I know them personally. We think we may have been paired on an adventure together here or there. But, you know, I don't fancy making friends. So just kind of keep to myself, by myself, but..."
I understand. I mean, are they a capable human... You know, would be interested in a voyage that takes them very far away? Otherworldly voyages?
I want to try something.
Okay.
Let me know if this is so stupid. Can I see if I have any kind of, like, small thing that I could throw? Not aggressively, but, like, a chicken wing or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going.
You definitely have, like, you just finished your midday meal, so you have, like, a little tankard. You've got, like, maybe a bone of some sort, or there's definitely carrots there that you can chop. You got some food on your plate.
All right, I want to pick up something that's definitely would not hurt somebody if it hit them with it, but something that someone could grab as a reflex.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, I'm just going to pick it up and look at him and be like, "You know, I truly don't know how to answer that, but we can find out." I'm going to say, "Hey, Shep," and I'm just going to throw the chicken nugget or whatever it was.
A chicken nugget, yes.
At Shep's direction after calling your name.
Okay. Can I attempt to catch it with my mouth?
I wasn't ready.
Catch it with your mouth. Yeah, make an athletics check. I'm pretty sure that's... Don't know what else it would be. Oh, or a performance check.
Performance? Can I do performance?
Yeah, okay, yeah, good. You can do performance.
I'm not using the virtual dice. What was that?
It's a 7.
Oh, that's a 7. Oh my gosh. Yep.
Okay, 7. I wish that was better for you. So you quickly turn your head and you leap up out of the chair with your mouth open like a shark jumping out of the water. And it just like hits your eyeball.
And like those dog videos where that dog is trying to get the hamburger and it completely misses and smacks him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
I never
two threes in a row.
And it just, like, Nova and Elena just see it happen in slow motion.
Oh, my
God. Just bounce off your head, and you just kind of like... Bleh.
Okay, so that proved something, I guess. But, you know, what
Why did you throw that at me?
Hi, Shep.
If you wanted to talk, you could have just called my name.
Yeah, one second. I think I saw them heal before, so they might be good for, like... You know, if
Shep
one of the stronger people get kind of injured. I don't know.
You walk over as Noah's, like, talking about you, whispering about you.
Hi, Shep.
To this woman who's wearing, like, different shades of brown, bandana. And she's just kind of, like, has her hand on her left hip, kind of looking at you and the display that she saw, kind of like, what? What was that?
I pick up my shield and come over to the table and be like, well, since you're having a conversation that seems to be somewhat about me, I figured I should join in.
Hi, Shep. I was just trying to show Elena here how incredibly capable you are of catching food in your mouth.
Well, I wasn't ready.
Oh my God.
So you two do know each other.
I mean...
I've seen Nova around.
I know Shep a little bit.
How'd you meet?
Oh, Shep, why don't you tell the story?
I think the first time I saw Nova, I was coming into town, and they kind of... I don't know if this is what happened, but it looked like you got thrown out of a tavern.
Okay.
Suddenly, the earth shakes violently beneath your feet. You hear a dull roar of a distant eruption. Smith and several others hurry outside, joining them. You see a crystalline vine erupting from the ground a few blocks away, tall enough to be seen above the rooftops. Screams of panic rise from the same direction. Elena, who also followed you outside, says, I think it's time I return to my ship. Now, you're welcome to join me. You would be wise to flee as well. And with that, she just makes her way towards the docks.
Wait.
Takes off.
Wait, so what about my 15 gold? I don't am I still meeting you for sunrise?
She's gone.
Oh.
Towards the docks, she books it. Yeah. As everyone is standing outside, seeing this vine, crystalline vine, erupt up and start towering over you. The ground churns again, and more eruptions burst through the streets all around you.
Oh, God.
From the sites sprout smaller crystalline vines that uproot themselves and begin lurching through the streets, driving panicked citizens before them, while the enormous vine in the distance stretches even taller and taller towards the sky. So, what do you guys choose to do?
Nova will look back at Elena and be like, okay, well, that fucking sucks. And can I look around and see if I see Elvandra anywhere? Is this close to my home?
Where no, you're in, like, this, you're in this coastal town, kind of closer to the docks.
Okay.
Side of the town. So.
Okay, never mind then.
Elvandra is not gonna be there.
Yeah.
But you do see, like, these orange vine creatures start rising up from the ground. Those little tiny mounds that had erupted from the ground are now starting to take this humanoid form in front of you. And they're starting to lurch forward towards the panicked citizens of this denizen run around.
Okay. I'll take out... actually, I'm going to look to Shep.
Shep? Is jumping into the fray, going towards the panicked citizens, and is going to present their shield, yell at the citizens, and basically say, head to the docks, get out of town, now, and just kind of stand there and say, I'll buy you some time.
Okay, so, what's Nova doing?
Nova will whisper to herself, damn, I didn't even get to finish my ale. And I will go ahead and can I see if I can... Do I see one of the humanoid-looking orange creatures? Do I have eyes on them?
Yes. And actually, you see that there are You're kind of being flanked. There's two to the right and two to the left of you, about 25 to 30 feet away. So I want you, if everyone could just roll initiative for me, we can get started.
Initiative.
Not great. I just need to stop rolling with this dice, apparently.
Let's get started. So it looks like... So this guy, the one that's... So we'll start with this guy right here. Okay. They are... You guys see that guy? That
yep, circle? Yes.
Mm-hmm. They are going to move forward 10 feet. Right there. They're just gonna kind of hang out, because they're not close enough to you. And so, let me set the scene quick.
Also, did you need to know our initiative rules, or did you get?
I see. I'm right here. So it looks like Nova, you got 13, and Shep got 8.
Yeah, just for our listeners.
Sweet. Okay. So, good job. Good job, everybody. as you guys run out, you see erupting from the ground. There are orange vines kind of taking form into a humanoid shape. Their eyes look to be like glowing firelight. And they're just slowly moving and crawling, lurching towards you as the vines are forming underneath their feet and reaching out, going towards you. You see citizens rushing past you as you stand your ground. And it's just chaos, utter chaos right now. It's loud, buildings are creaking, you hear crashes happening all around you. You see one of the humanoid vines step towards you. They don't look to be moving really fast, but it's just kind of like the vines shoot out from where its arm should be as their arms are growing and starts pulling it closer and almost lifting them up as it moves towards you. This one here is going to move forward 10 feet as well. And it doesn't look like they're moving very fast either. So, Nova, it is now your turn.
All right. Nova is going to take a shot at the one that you just explained that was kind of taking out his arms and crawling closer towards her.
Okay.
Whoever is kind of right in front of her. And she will take out her short bow and go to shoot. That is going to be a 16 to hit.
16 to hit? Damn. That hits.
All right. And she does 6 points of damage as she just kind of aims for like their joints between, where a joint would be, between their shoulder and their chest.
Okay.
Trying to kind of cut off their arms, which seem to help them be moving.
Oh, yeah, I can. How much damage?
6 points of damage, and I'm aiming for their balls, the socket of their shoulder.
Okay. Cool. Alright, so you use your short bow?
Yes.
So you pull back, the string tightens, fly and release, and you see that it kind of knocks them off balance.
Mm.
His attention now, like, turns towards you, and they kind of look at you. They have a very, like, stoic expression, but they have intensity in their eyes as they're going towards you.
As my, for my movement, I'm going to try, since I have this one's focus on me now, I'm going to try to move them as far away as I can from citizens.
Okay.
So kind of hoping I got his attention, he'll follow me, and I can lead him away from citizens. So
okay.
If I were to do that, where would I move?
You can move anywhere you would like.
I'm saying, like, where would be away from citizens?
There are just citizens streaming, like, running away from the direction, so they're moving more, like, south.
Okay, then I will go north.
Okay. And some of them have started running towards the docks, which is the south portion here. It's...
So I will go
right here. Okay, sounds good.
And that is the end of my turn.
Awesome. Now it is this guy's turn. Where are you at? So you moved up right next to another one of these humanoid vine creatures. And you can see now, like, though the vines look orange, they don't look like vines that you see inside, like, they don't look like plant vines. They look hard, multifaceted, crystal-like in nature.
Oh.
A bit similar to the massive vine in the distance. That's about 50 feet from your current area. They look kind of similar in their coloring. So this guy you just ran up to, he's going to attack you.
Naturally.
That's a 13 to hit.
13 misses.
Okay. 13 misses? Dang.
Yeah, I just dodge it, but I don't break eye contact.
Okay. So they shoot out with one vine hand, and it just misses you. They're going to shoot out with another. Okay, that's 10 to hit.
Misses.
Okay.
Dodge again, keep an eye contact.
All right, you can tell now that these guys kind of move a bit slow in comparison to you. So. He's gonna move probably. Yeah.
I'm gonna take an opportunity attack?
You're not, because he's still within melee range, because his melee range is 10 feet.
So. I mean, that's good to know.
Yeah. Well, I guess, well, actually you could, because he left your melee range.
Oh, that's right.
So you can take an opportunity to attack.
Right. Since he was within 5 feet of me, I'm going to use my great axe. Oh, 25 to hit.
Oh, that hits.
Nice.
And that is going to be, yeah! It was 1d12, and I got 12, so 15 points of damage.
Oh, shoot.
Max damage.
All right. And I'll just say, leaving so soon.
15 points of damage.
As a
15 points of damage. He's looking a little hurt. A little worse for wear. Okay. So we're gonna move on to the next. Now it is Shep's turn.
Okay.
Go, Shep.
Shep is gonna move. I can move my character, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be within 30 feet.
Shep is going to move 30 feet south. A few feet south, not a full 30 feet, towards the two mounds that are in front of them. I think this is good enough. And then they're going to cast Bane.
Ooh!
On three creatures. The two in front of it. Actually, I can only cast Bane on the two in front of it. So, let's do that. And this means, and this is a concentration spell, up to three creatures of my choice must make a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
Or be baned.
Mm-hmm. And if they fail, they have to, whenever they make an attack roll or a saving throw, I roll a d4 and subtract that number from the rolled attack or saving throw.
Gotcha. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay. An attack or saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They were con saves?
Charisma.
Oh.
You have to be level 13.
Charisma? These guys don't seem charismatic to you?
Usually nature has a certain charisma, but this doesn't seem quite natural.
It's the two close to you. All right. Okay. So one was 17 and one was 13.
Ooh. So they both save.
All right.
No!
Yep. Okay, that didn't work, which is fine. So for my bonus action, I will cast Spiritual Weapon.
You can hear Cinnamon snoring. Just for anyone who's listening, that's a dog. She's fine. She's happily chasing squirrels in her dreams.
For real.
Super freaking cute.
And then I'm going to place my Spiritual Weapon right in front of the mound to Shep's right.
Okay. Ooh, I should have gotten a token for your spiritual weapon. Let's see. What does your spiritual weapon look like?
So my spiritual weapon will look like, right now, it looks like just a big shield, like a big round metal wood braced shield. Mm. Has bands of metal across of it and planks of wood stacked over it, and it kind of creates this like little lotus flower emblem in between the plates, I guess. And they kind of stand out and glow a little bit brighter than the rest of the shield, so it looks like a round metal-braced shield.
Nice.
With a lotus flower kind of on it.
Okay.
Beautiful. And I think I can get attack when I cast it.
I believe so, yeah.
So I'll go ahead and smack that person.
Smack that.
And I guess I have to make an attack roll. Where's my dice?
Hit me, hit me. If you can.
Attack me, baby. What's with these songs?
Yeah?
Good. 21 to hit.
Oh,
ooh,
shit. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Why do I test fate?
And let's go for damage. Ooh, that's going to be a total of 9 damage.
Yes,
all right, queen. There we go. Cool, cool.
That'll end my turn.
Sounds good. Okay.
Beautifully done.
Next guy's
turn.
Okay, so this guy right here, he's going to come up here into these trees from like a little higher up. He's about maybe 5 feet, or he's about 8 feet off the ground now as he's going into these trees, and he's going to reach out and try to attack you.
Who?
This one right here, Devon.
Okay.
He's gonna try and attack Shep.
Bring it.
Another heat draining vine attack. Boom. Not 20!
God dang it, I shouldn't have tested
sucks.
It.
Hell yes. That's 25 to hit.
I guess that hits.
Sweet. So that's gonna be a crit.
Oh, I need to roll Bane. No, okay. Wait, I don't. No, I don't. They both failed,
succeeded.
Right?
Yeah. Yep, they both
succeeded. Both succeeded. Dang it.
I wish you worked.
Okay, so that's going to be 13 points of damage because it's a crit.
Ooh, okay.
And you are now grappled.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So what this means, you can't move, your speed goes to zero. So the condition ends, the grappled condition ends if the grappler is incapacitated. The condition also ends if an effect removes the grappled creature from the reach of the grappler or the grappling effect. So you can make an escape. At your next turn, you can make an attempt to leave the grapple.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's go.
Move on to the next. Sorry, I'm getting into this.
Okay.
This one's going to move 10 feet this way. Kind of like going. He's behind all of the... He's not in the main thoroughfare of the street, but he's going to like kind of come around. He's hearing all this noise. They don't really move too much. And now it's this guy's turn. He's going to come around... Move 5 feet to the side and do another heat vine draining attack. So he kind of leans over to the side, and as he's leaning over, he just shoots out more vines towards you, Shep, as you're already grappled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Let's see if it hits.
Wouldn't it be made at advantage because I'm grappled?
That's what I was just wondering, but it doesn't say that.
Because you're not incapacitated, right?
Nope.
You just don't, like, you have no speed, is basically what happens when you're grappled.
Okay.
Oh, that's 24 to hit.
Why? But why? Okay, hits.
Hits, okay.
Okay, hits. Okay, I guess it's fine. It's fine if you have to say it.
That's 5 points of radiant damage.
Oh, I have resistance against radiant damage.
Oh, do you now?
Hell yeah.
So what does that mean?
I think that means it halves it.
So is it a 2 or 3?
I think it usually rounds down, so I believe it's a, it's gonna be a 2 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And so, like, as his vines shoot out, they wrap around the vines already existing around you, and just kind of, like, solidify the grapple a little bit more. That's pretty much it. And they're going to try and hit you with another vine attack. This one's going to try and whip across. Do like a little whip snap.
Oh no. Chef, oh no.
Oh, that so looked like it was going to be a 20. But no, it's a 7.
Okay. That's good for me.
That's good for you. Good for you. Okay, so we're back to the top of the round. And this is this guy right here. They're going to move over to the side 5 feet. They're going to keep their distance from you.
Who's you?
Nova.
Okay.
So they kind of move over to get into your line of vision, line of sight. And they're going to do another vine attack.
No, thank you.
And this kind of erupts. The vines kind of are starting to erupt now from, like, their chest. You see that they're starting to get their humanoid bodies. And they stand about 6.5 feet tall.
So they're pretty big.
Some of them seem to get closer to 7 or 8 feet. Others are closer to 6 feet. But the average seems to be around 6.5 feet tall. Okay. So, and they're going to go after you with the vine attack.
Don't do it. No. Oh,
that's 22 to hit.
I mean, like, barely. No, yeah, it is.
Okay, damage.
Damage.
That's a 7. Yikes. 7 points of radiant damage, and you are now grappled.
Aw, man. Tight.
And they're going to hit you again with another vine attack. Oh, that's a 22 to hit.
Hits.
And that's 8 points of radiant damage as they start. You feel the energy, you feel the coldness start to surround you. It's the heat, you feel it leaving your body and makes you feel a little bit rigid and tired and fatigued. You know that staying here and wrapped in these vines is probably not good for your health.
Right.
Yeah. Not ideal.
Like the best thing I can do for me.
No, not at all. Okay, so we're gonna move on. This guy over here. And they're gonna kind of like continue to head in this direction here towards Shep. They're coming out around the alley in the backside of this tavern. But they can't really reach anybody, so they're just gonna kind of hang out there. And we're gonna move on to Nova's turn.
Okay. Okay, so I'm reading with the grappled. It says the grappled condition also ends if an effect removes a grappled creature, such as like casting Thunderwave.
Yes.
So you can magically get out of a grapple.
You can also, at the start of your turn, do a strength check to get out of this grapple as well.
Oh, and that's not an action?
I believe it is.
Okay, then I am going to... DM, let me know if I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually use Phase Step.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so as you're looking at Nova, she's grappled. She feels this uncomfortable feeling in her body, and she's like, nope, absolutely not, fuck you. And she just goes ahead and snaps her fingers, and you see that she vanishes, and she reappears right... she's going to reappear right 30 feet. Sorry, I got to do math. So she is going to go ahead and use Phase Step. You know, she's still kind of getting a hang of it. So she doesn't quite know what she's doing. So she snaps her fingers and gets out of it and just manages to be 5 feet in front of where she was. Or no, she's going to go 10 feet in front of... No, I don't want to do that. She's going to go 5 feet in front of where she was. But now the creature in front of her has to take 3 points of fire damage.
Okay.
So she kind of like snaps her fingers and is like, ha-ha! And then looks where she was and she was like, fuck! And realizes she quite literally only moved
five feet.
And is like, okay, well, congrats to that. Wonderful. And then...
damn it!
Yeah, literally. And then she's just going to...
how much fire damage?
Three. And then she's starting to get really upset. She sees Shep and what is going on there. Oh, that would have been smart. Whatever.
Shep, that would have been so much smarter than what I just did. It's so dumb. She sees that Shep is really, like, kind of in a stuck position now, and she's actually going to get really, really upset. You see her kind of start to get really overheated and really angry, especially with the fact that the natural elements are being used as, like, weapons, and she begins to rage.
Ooh.
Wait. No, I cannot rage.
Why?
Because that was a bonus action to do face step. Never mind. She's just gonna swack her swack.
She's gonna swack
her great axe at the one right in front of her. Sorry about that. My bad.
Swack.
And that's going to be not good. A 10 to hit.
Ooh, nah, misses.
Okay.
We were close though.
That round was absolutely terrible. She's sad about everything that just happened. So she is like, I don't know what I'm doing. She is going to try to like stay within this guy's melee. So she's gonna move 5, 10, 15, 20, or 15. And he has a 10-foot reach, right? Yeah. So right about here is where she's gonna be.
Okay.
And that's the end of her turn because sadness.
Gotcha.
That was so bad. Oh my god.
It wasn't that bad. So that one, the vine guy, he just kind of like watches you disappear and reappear, and he's just like, and then just watches you walk around him, run around him. And he's like, why didn't you just do that in the first place? And just vine grab you in. He's like watching a fly just buzz around like, this is pointless. Really, he's pointless.
Let's just say I'm a little bit inebriated. I was really enjoying my ale.
That's going to be an 18 to hit you with their vine attack.
Yeah, it hit me.
It hit you?
That was so stupid. Oh my god. Sad about everything. I'm just so sad.
And that's gonna be 2 points of radiant damage, and they're gonna try and hit you again with the same attack.
Okay, why not?
And that's 12 to hit?
No, that misses.
Okay.
God.
Now we're on to Shep. What's the move, Shep?
Shep is rethinking their life choices.
as we all are.
Shep is realizing that they're double grappled and they've had one too many ales this morning. All right, here we go. You guys messed with the right one, and they're going to cast Spirit Guardians.
Ooh.
It has a range of 15 feet away from me. It originates from me.
Okay.
So this calls for spirits to protect me. They flit around in a distance of 15 feet. This is a concentration spell up to 10 minutes. And they appear like these baby rams. And they come around and they just kind of flock around me, and they're floating, and they are in this like greenish emerald color. And they're just kind of sparkly and floating around.
Are they like a Capricorn? Is Shep a Capricorn?
Maybe, I don't know.
In their big three?
We're figuring it out. Might be. and then, so when I cast the spell, I designate any number of creatures that can see it to be unaffected by it. So this is not going to affect Nova if she ever gets close to me.
I love
She's
you.
She's just on the outside of this range effect.
Nova?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wait, it's 15 feet from me. Isn't Nova like...
I am 15 feet from her.
Oh, you Okay. Sorry. So they have to make a wisdom saving throw. Everyone who's within 15 feet of me, that's...
A baddie.
All right. Baddie.
Yeah.
And if they fail the save, they get half damage. Or if they fail the save, they take 3d8s of radiant damage. If they succeed, they take half damage.
It's a wisdom save?
Yes.
Alright. So that's a 2 for the one that is directly, beside you, and the one that's directly in front of you. Wisdom. It's a 13.
They save. So they take half damage.
Okay.
So did only that one person or that one creature made the save?
One of them had a 13, the other one had a 2.
Okay. did you roll? Which ones were you rolling for? I'm sorry.
The one that was directly to the right of you, and the one that's directly in front of you. Those are the ones that are in that area, a 15 feet radius around you.
Okay. So the damage will be 5 total damage, and then halved for the one that saved.
Okay.
And for my bonus action, I'm going to move my spiritual weapon. Wait. Yeah, I'll move my spiritual weapon to be in melee range with the one right in front of me.
So I'm standing like in between you and the vine guy?
Yep.
Alright.
And I'll have an attack order. Go, spiritual weapon, attack.
That's a d20 plus 5 to hit.
13 to hit.
Just hits.
Yes.
So how much damage?
9 points of radiant damage.
Okay, so they are resistant to radiant damage.
So you see,
as your spiritual weapon goes to hit them, what does your spiritual weapon look like? Does it, like, glow? Like, kind of tell me a little bit about that. As it, like, makes this attack.
It'll probably glow up a little bit and just do a shield bash and, like, a whoop.
Okay.
Right in its face.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
And you see kind of like sparks of light as the radiant energy and aura coming off of the combined guy just kind of like meets it. It's still kind of taking the hits, but it's not doing the damage that you're used to seeing when you usually utilize your spiritual weapon.
Shep will whisper to themselves, oh no.
Okay, so that ends Shep's turn. Moving on to the next vine guy. And the one right beside Shep, he's going to reach out and do another vine attack to you. But first, because of spiritual weapon, they must make a wisdom save. Spirit guardian.
Guardians.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know, right?
You're a green little Capricorn.
And that's a 16. Does that save?
It saves.
Sweet. So they're going to reach out and do another vine attack.
But they take half damage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On a successful save. Oh, but it's also radiant, so we'll see how much this is. I mean, do you want me to roll that now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So that's 15, and I guess halved, and then halved again because of resistance?
Yeah. Why is it? Oh, yeah.
Because it's radiant damage.
Yep, it is.
They're resistant to radiant damage?
Mm-hmm. So that is 3 points of radiant damage.
Oh, no. I mean, that's still damage, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's something. It's something. A little bit of something. Okay, so they're going to reach out for that vine attack after, like, receiving that radiant damage from your spirit guardians. Pow, pow, lights flash everywhere. And they're just going to try and hit you with that vine attack.
Okay.
That's a 22 to hit.
How are they hitting? With all of these high rolls? Okay, they hit.
Okay.
Okay, dang it.
And that's 8 points of radiant damage, and you are resistant, so that is halved for you.
Hells yeah.
So it'll be 4?
Mm-hmm.
4.
And you are now grappled.
3 times grappled.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, you are still grappled.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Oh, buddy.
You're okay, it's okay, it's okay.
And because you're grappled, you're also going to take cold damage, so you feel, like, actively feel the heat draining from your body, and you start to shiver a bit as the life force is being drained right out of you, the heat.
Shep is gonna speak up. Nova?
I could use a little help!
And that's 6 points of cold damage as well.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
And it's got a multi-attack, so it's going to hit you again.
Okay.
That's 15 to hit.
Misses.
Misses, woo! Okay. So that one kind of, somehow, even though you're 3 times grappled, you kind of like just tip over right out of the way as it
3 times grappled
goes to the side. All right, and that ends. That vine guy's turn.
Mr. To next, Vine?
Next vine guy, he's going to continue to move behind, you guys don't quite see him, but he's behind the tavern, as you can see, and he's just gonna move. You hear people screaming, babies crying, and a woman saying, "Here, come here quickly, to the docks." So people are continuing to evacuate from the dock, evacuate from this area to the docks. You see other people are going more towards the east, towards the outskirts of town. Everyone is just trying to get out of Dodge. They don't know what's going on. More eruptions are occurring. You see that the vine, the big massive vine about 50 feet away from you guys, is growing even taller. And it looks like it's gotten a little bit thicker.
Is that vine north, south, east, or west from us?
I would say it's more to the east.
Okay. Fiddlesticks.
But I think it would be easy for you to, like, go over and check it out if you wanted to.
Okay.
Not a lot of people seem to be running towards the vine, also running away from it.
All right. It's not like a classic horror movie where you run to the danger?
No. These people are like, we don't know what's going on, we're getting out of here. So this person, this vine guy here that's right in front of your spiritual weapon, that's right in front of you, Shep, they're going to move. They're going to try and move, like, around here.
Their speed is halved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think they also had a grapple effect on you, so they're going to hit you with another vine attack. Just kind of whip that.
Okay.
Slash across. Okay, and that's 17 to hit.
Misses.
Okay. I'm going to try and do it again. That's 12 to hit.
Misses.
Okay. So they try to... They're holding you with one arm vine attack, trying to slash with the other. But doesn't seem to be quite taking, but you also feel another surge of heat leaving your body, and you take another... 6 points of cold damage.
Oh, God.
And we are again to the top of the round.
Okay,
so move to the vine guy that's directly behind you, about 10 feet behind you, Nova.
Okay.
They're going to move 5 feet closer to you, get within your melee range, and do another vine attack.
Okay.
Since you kind of, like, walked around them.
Because I'm stupid.
That's a 20 to hit!
That's nat
5.
Like, crit?
That's a nat 20.
Fuck.
Nat 20.
Okay, yeah, that hits me.
Okay.
What are my last words?
And you are now grappled.
Fuck!
It's okay. And that is... 11 points of radiant damage as the vines wrap around you and snare you again. You kind of go up and they wrap around your... They move... For the vines, when they're not attached to a humanoid vine guy, they move a little bit quicker and they wrap around you and pull taut around your ankles and your knees. Can't quite move. He's gonna hit you again with his other vine attack. Coming across. Ooh, that was a natural one.
Ha!
So, a 6. Pretty sure that doesn't hit. But they're gonna miss you and just kind of hit off to the side. Lose their balance a little bit. Accidentally knock off a part of the roof of the building right next to you guys in this kind of like main thoroughfare. And just knock it off. You hear like roof tiles clattering to the ground. That ends their turn. Going to the next vine guy. Where is he? This one right here. I don't know if you guys can see this one right here.
Mm-mm.
That's moving back and forth.
Yep, he's gonna enter my little area.
Yeah, they're going to move the 5 and then 10 feet, be right within your area, right next to the, right into your spiritual guardian's area effect, and they're going to kind of enter there because they don't know what it is and they just see you causing a ruckus. Looking, making all sparkly sparks fly. So they're just going to come in and check this out.
Cute little rams.
And they can't. And they're going to try and attack your spiritual weapon. because they see that they're kind of just in front of them doing some damage, but I know that they can't hurt it or kill it because it doesn't have any hit points. It's just a weapon, so they're going to try and knock it out of the way. And what happens when it goes and hits your spiritual weapon? What do you think
happens? As it goes to whip at the shield, you will probably see like these sparks of green, like little stars coming off of it, but no damage. It's like it's being repelled, almost not even touching it.
Wow. Okay. Nice. Yeah, and it just flies off. Doesn't do nothing. All right, we're going to move to Nova's turn.
Nova is looking a little inebriated.
Oh, they have to make the saving throw as soon as they enter the field.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for the reminder. Let's see. Do they save?
Let me take a look at the game that I was looking at.
Oh, they don't, because they got a natural 3.
Okay. Then they take some radiant damage. Probably halved. Yep, 14 halved.
Okay. So, the vine guy that just entered needs to take 7 points of damage. Damage. Some of these vine guys are starting to look a little bit hurt. Not as hurt as you guys, but...
Oh, how kind.
Okay. All right, now we're up. It's Nova's turn.
All right, so Nova's pissed, right? You know, whatever the fuck she just did is a shame, and she's embarrassed by it. So in her frustration, seeing Shep, who she doesn't, like, super care that much about, but...
Okay, everyone, sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties. That kind of skipped out on some of the things that happened. So I'm going to give you a quick recap. So Nova is now raging. We've had guards come in that are trying to help our characters. One of our guards, dear Fred, tried really hard to save Shep, but unfortunately met his demise. And Shep and him had a moment where this young guard was looking at Shep, and Shep, being the guardian type of person that they are, took that moment to heart. It seemed to have an impact on Shep there. So we're going to move forward there from that point with the guards now in the fray. They've joined the initiative order. They're trying to save our characters and kind of gain the attention of these vine guys. I keep calling them vine guys.
Divines.
Okay. Moving from there, we have the vine guy that's directly behind Nova, who is about 10 feet away from her, is rolled to try and hit Nova with their vine attack,
mm-hmm.
and they got a 12. Does that
miss?
It misses. Okay, so they're going to try and hit again. Oh, that's a 5. So 10 to hit.
Miss.
Okay, so both vine attacks whip out. Nova dodges them out of the way. Pretty easy stuff for her, it seems like. And we move on to one of the guards. So here, Dan.
Oh no, Dan, buddy.
He's just right on the outskirts right here. I don't know if you guys see him moving about, but on the map. But Dan's going to move his full 30 feet. He's going to be right next to you, Nova.
Hello.
He's going to try and get to the vine guy that's trying to hit you. Kind of get their attention. He's like, fall back! Hurry! Get to the docks! And that'll be his turn. You know, he's actually going to try. Yeah, that'll be his turn. Okay, so... Now we're going to move to this vine guy here. This next vine guy, he just entered your Shep's spirit guardian area. And so he's going to try.
So he has to make a wisdom.
At the last round, he had just entered. So he's going to try and move. At the top of his turn, he needs to make that, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Amazing.
We're going to do that there, see if they get hit by your Spirit Guardians, and they rolled a 14. So that saves, right?
Yep.
So they get half damage.
Let me roll for that. Is it showing up for you guys?
No.
It is a 13 half.
So that's 6.
Halved again.
So that's 3.
3.
Okay. I'm going to take 3 points of damage. 3 points damage. Boom. Okay. All these vine guys are starting to look a little hurt here. They're, the vines aren't quite keeping them as propped upright, so they're tilting a little bit. They're a little bit off their kilter. This probably explains why some of their vine attacks haven't quite been hitting as hard as they were in the beginning. So I think this vine guy is going to move and go over to the other side. And be right next to Nova, right there. On Nova's right there. So on the left of Nova, there's the guard, and on the right of Nova is another astral blight, or another vine guy kind of pops up, makes his way over there to the right of Nova. And they're going to do a vine attack. That's a 19 to hit.
That hits, and they take 6 points of damage. As they go to attack Nova, the magic just whips back at them, and they take 6 points of damage.
Okay. Any type of damage? Is that like the same damage that...
Whenever a creature hits you with an attack roll, that creature takes 1d6 force damage as magic lashes out in retribution.
Retribution, okay. Completely unexpected. The vine kind of like, you see them just kind of get pushed back by this reverberating force field as they go to hit you at the same time.
Nova is primal.
Cool, and that guy is completely like taken aback. He's looking really hurt, really hurt. All right, we're moving up. Nova's turn.
Okay, Nova's in quite the bit of a pickle dickle here. Pickle dickle, that's what was said. All right, Nova.
I'll say for this, diagonal movement is gonna be 5.
Okay.
5 feet.
Okay, so as like my free action talk, I'm just gonna kind of look to Shep and be like, please try to get out. I can't fight them off while you stay here. So I'm going to fight them. Go to the docks. And then, because I'm now close to this guy right beside me, I'm just going to go for him. And I'm going to use my great axe and hit the one right beside me.
Okay.
And that's going to be a 23 to hit.
Hits.
And that does... plus 2. 13 points of slashing damage.
Okay, so that totally takes this vine guy out of the count.
Finally!
What does that look like for...
Nova is pissed off, and her hair's a bit more frizzy, and she's worried about Shep, and so she just goes to slash around at this guy, and as she does, and as he kind of like breaks apart with the vines, she looks back over her shoulder at Shep and just goes, try, go. And then she readies her position.
Sounds very calm.
Oh, right.
Troy, go!
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. I don't know.
It sounds good.
She can be calm
she
raging.
She can be calm raging, yeah.
She can be just like a gentle rager.
She seems like she...
like a total rager.
No. Yeah, like a total
like
rager.
Rager. A total rager.
Here's what I'll say for flavor. As she's saying that, she's just kind of like... You see primal energy in her eyes as she looks at you. It's like she's staring at you, but you're looking at nothing back. Like, it's just primal force energy that's within her at that moment. Boom! No, I'm just kidding. And she's going to stay there, and... I don't think I can do anything as a bonus action. So she's just going to kind of turn around back to Shep and ready her, you know, self to help in any way she can. And that's the end of Nova's turn.
Okay. The next vine guy's turn. He's not quite in the fray with Nova and Shep, where you guys are surrounded by your spirit guardians. There seems to be three blights in there in that area with you guys. This guy's more out on the making his way around the area. He's headed towards the north side of this main street thoroughfare here, and doesn't seem to be quite bothered with what you guys are doing. But he's going around trying to attack buildings, pulling things down. It looks like they're looking for something. So they're nowhere near you guys. They're about 30, 40 feet away. And they're just going to keep on doing their own thing. And then we're going to move on to Shep. Shep's turn.
All right, so it's Shep's turn, and they need to GTFO. So they're going to cast Healing Word as a bonus action on themselves first.
Smart.
And then let me see how much I heal first. Total of 6 points healed for me. I'm just gonna add 6 points.
Heck yeah.
Cool. At some point. And then I'm going to attempt to break the grapple.
Yes!
Okay.
That just makes it as Shep breaks through the grapple.
Yes. Then I'll use all of my movement to go south.
How much is that?
That's 30 feet.
Okay.
Actually, could I just get to next to the person at the very edge, the guard at the very edge of my spirit guardians thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the spirit guardians thing follows me. Or does it stay there?
I think you have the choice of where it can stay.
Okay, then it's gonna stay there.
Okay.
And that's the end of my turn.
Nice, you just got out of that fray. Awesome. That was a good turn, Shep. Good turn.
Thank you.
All right, so it's one of these guards' turn here. Dawn.
Oh, Dawn.
Dawn here. He's right in front of you, Shep. He's going to attack the vine guy that is right to the right of you.
Do they get advantage because they're flanking?
Yeah.
Yeah!
They do. So he's going to take his spear axe and like a coordinated movement. The other guard that's on the other side of him, Dawn, is going to get the attention of the vine guy, who whips his head over there, and he's going to, at that exact same moment, with his divided attention, go in with the spear. Okay, that is 23 to hit.
Woo!
So I'm just gonna... that was a nat 20, so I'm just gonna take
heck
that roll.
Yes.
And that's going to be... oh my god. 3 points of damage.
What?
They rolled a one on their damage die.
No!
So that's three points of damage.
That is tragic.
What?
Tragic.
Tragic.
Just so we are all aware.
I just like to add dick to the end of it. At the end of anything.
Adjective.
So that, what did I say, three damage?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Three piercing damage. That's what she said. Okay, so the next vine guy, he's still in this kind of hot mosh pit, really.
Hot mosh pit, baby.
And they're gonna go and stand in between, basically surround you, Nova. They're gonna go there and stand in between you and basically your exit at the direction that Shep ran towards, which is towards the docks. And now they're going to make a vine attack, and try and hit you. I'm like making hand movements, like you can understand what I'm doing.
I love it. It's a mood.
I see it from the corner of my eye.
All right. Okay. Ooh, that's a natural 20, so it's 25 to hit.
Okay. They take
3 points of force damage.
Okay. You take 3 points of radiant damage, and now you are grappled.
I believe that is halved because I am raging. Mm-hmm. So 1 point of damage?
Yep.
Grappled. Got it.
And they're going to hit you again with their other arm, vine arm. 21 to hit.
Hits. And they take... One sec. I'm having some bugs with the... They take 2 points of force damage.
What was that damage before?
3.
Okay, so it's all 5. Okay. So as they go to hit, their vine reaches out, whacks you across the face, and then that reverberating force hits them back. You see vines flying off of them. And they go to attack again to grapple around your arm and tighten your arms to your side. And as they do and they deal this damage to you, boom, another force attack hits them and they get pushed back aside and they're starting to look hurt. Hurt and confused. Like, why is it every time I hit you, I get hurt?
Don't fight with the power, bitch. How much damage did I take from that hit?
1 point of radiant damage.
Okay. Wait, that was what you rolled?
Yeah.
So 0?
It halved, yeah. Due to rage.
Mm-hmm. No, that was the halved. Oh, so okay. It was 2. I rolled a 2.
Oh, okay.
Halved to 1.
Okay.
So.
Boom. Nice.
Boom, baby.
Boom, baby. Okay.
Did they roll for a save on their turn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they didn't.
I need to remember to remind everybody of that whenever I do this.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be, like, watching that. Mm-hmm. Initiative order.
They rolled a 10.
They failed, so let me roll the Spirit Guardian's damage that they'll take.
Okay.
It is a 18.
Nice.
Halved because they are resistant, right?
So 9 points of damage. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, that makes a difference because now that would have ended them.
So I wouldn't be grappled.
You wouldn't have been grappled, and you don't have to take that damage.
So I get it.
Thank you.
Woo! I'm so glad I remembered during the turn.
Yes. Thank you. So that, thank you. That was really good. So you see, as they go to, this is Spirit Guardians, right?
Yep.
So what does it look like as a Spirit Guardians do this final blow to this vine guy here that was getting ready to wail on Nova?
So the little baby rams have very enlarged heads and horns. It's kind of, you know, it doesn't really seem to make sense.
Yeah,
but
physics
does not make
sense. But they're staying
up. And so they're running, they're really just running around, running into things. And then you just suddenly see this one ram that's a slightly bigger than the rest go, bah! Let's pretend that's a ram noise. And then they all gather into this V formation and start doing donuts around one of the spirit guardians and before they go wide and hit him in like a V formation, maybe about 3 or 4 rams going at the same time to feel like this huge hammer.
I think I see like they all like zero in like a bird flying V formation and then suddenly like they kind of get into line formation and it's just one after another kind of like an Ip Man kind of punch just like whamming and just going into spectral like mode and dust. Yep. And then reforming on the other side of them so they're just like plowing right through.
Yep. Amazing. They move through their objects.
Yeah. And the vines just tear apart with each hit and it just obliterates this vine guy.
Woo!
They grew up so fast.
That's the end of his turn. So this astral
the
boy.
End of his turn because he's dead.
He's dead. he didn't get to do anything. Didn't know what hit him besides little baby rams. He didn't know what hit him besides little baby rams. Yep. All right, so this vine guy, he's kind of off to the side. He's not in the fray. He's not engaged in combat with anyone. But he also seems to be going around thrashing out at buildings, grabbing citizens who happen to still be nearby. The streets are less crowded right now, but people are still running, trying to get out. It is a madhouse, the noise here, because you still hear buildings crashing, floorboards creaking, Your house is caving in on themselves, and the vine, the massive vine that's rocketing towards the sky, is causing
tremors.
Tremors. Thank you. Earthquake.
Earthquake quemas?
That's how I talk sometimes.
It's horrible.
It's just how it happens.
It happens to me all the time.
Earthquake tremors.
You hear, you feel those tremors as the vine continues to grow skyward and get larger. It seems to be expanding out from where it originated.
Oh no.
Shep just looks around and just goes, oh boy. This looks bad. This is bad.
All right, so there's this one vine guy here. He's still within the area effect of Spirit Guardians. I'm gonna do that wisdom save right now.
Yes.
All right, you rolled a 3.
Yes.
Let me roll down damage.
21. So that would be 10.
Ooh. Yeah, that totally finishes this guy off.
Yes. Thank you, virtual dice. Thank you. Thank you, virtual dice. Thank you.
They giveth and they taketh away. So how
does it happen?
So again, if you want to say how it happens again.
Okay.
A little different, same.
I would think at this point, they're gonna think it's a game and get lined up at a certain distance, and somebody's drawn, taken their hoof and drawn a line in the sand. And so they start running, right as you mentioned before, right after the other, taking turns, hitting them.
Amazing.
Maybe with a little bit more pauses between as they kind of settle themselves up, dig their hooves in the ground, and then charge forward. But every single time you hit, they hit, you'll see like this little pulse of green energy come out.
And they keep doing it even when like there's obviously no form, just a pile of vines there that they're just scattering now. They're just like, this is so much fun. It's like Pac-Man. We're just gonna destroy these vines and maybe just chew on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting party favors here. Okay. All right. We are back to the top of the round. Okay. So the guard that's right next to you, Shep, they're going to seeing that you're making your way out towards the docks, they're going to ignore you and they're going to go further down down the street to try and help any other citizens nearby. And they're just basically going to use their whole turn to move. The vine guy that is just on the other side, just outside of the Spirit Guardian's area of effect, is going to shoot it for a attack on you.
God damn it.
Because them Spirit Guardians have been really taking my guys out. Oh, that's an 8 to hit.
That misses.
And do they take damage, right?
That's only if they, only if they succeed. Whenever a creature hits you with an attack roll.
Gotcha.
And they didn't hit, so.
Gotcha. And they're going to try and hit again.
Okay.
That's a 15.
Miss.
Okay. So that 15 misses. Dang. So both vine attacks go wide.
Nova's just primal, like dodging, getting on her hands like a fucking ape.
This vine guy's gonna move over to the side. So this vine guy is gonna move over to the side. He's gonna go for something that he can hit a little bit better and go for the guard that's right next to him. Just gonna get up in his grill. And that guard is going to respond with an attack because now it's his turn. And then this is Fred's turn. Or not. All of them are Fred to me now.
This is Danny.
This is Danny, okay.
All of them are Fred to me
now. You can see their names?
No.
Oh, you're just saying it.
I just made it up.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she said one of them was called Dan. Or Danny.
One of them was called Dan, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're assuming it's this one.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's a 13 to hit. Pretty sure that hits. Yes, that hits. All right. So Danny's going to go in with his two-handed spear attack, and that hits. And that's 8 point of damage.
Damage.
He takes his spear, grips it tight, waits for the right opening. He dodges the attacks. Goes right in to the center of the chest.
you see the creature, and as his mouth opens, you see a little like glowing fire, almost like there's like a glowing crystal inside their mouth. Deep within them, just kind of like growing out. It looks like it's pulsating as their mouth closes. You don't see it anymore because their mouth's closed. All right. And you hear Danny go, "What the hell?" And he kind of shakes it off. All right. So that's the guard's turn. Nova, you're up.
Okay. Nova is going to use her action to attack the vine creature that is in front of her. So she is going to attack...
Which vine creature?
The one that's right in front of her. The one that's not dead.
Okay. Because there's so many dead vine creatures around her.
Yes. The one that's right in front of her and the guards. Because you said diagonal's 5 feet. Yeah.
Yep.
Would she be flanking?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so I'm going to roll to hit Miss Deviney. I don't know your name, friend. So we're going to roll to hit, and I'm going to roll twice. Oh, thank goodness for that advantage. That's a dirty 20 to hit.
Nice, that hits.
All right, so it's going to be... What? 10 points of slashing damage. Yes. 10 points of slashing damage. And then she is going to... Oh my god, I just messed up. Sorry, I'm having a bit of a bug on... She's going to use all of her movement to try and go meet up with Shep. I know he's going to get an attack of opportunity, but she's willing to take it. So she's going to move...
They're not going to get that attack of opportunity because as you go and take that strike, you cleanly cut through... And it just falls in pieces in front of you.
Hells yeah. Okay, that feels good. She's gonna like wipe some saliva off her mouth. And then she is going to look at the guard, not say anything, but look at him and then or them. And then she's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. She's actually gonna be a little bit ahead of Shep, just kind of looking back and nodding to Shep, kind of urging them along, but still solely focused on getting to where the docks are. And that is going to be her turn.
Okay.
Whew. I was thinking you might need some extra support.
I had something prepared. So now we are out of initiative because there are no more threats within your immediate vicinity. The vine guys that are around you are a few streets away. They seem to be occupied with something else, looking for something. They're destroying the town. They're like having a rager. and you see the guards are like, "We'll handle this." And they continue to move off to guide citizens, any citizens trapped under rubble, as well as fighting off the vine, humanoid vines that are rampaging in the streets.
Before the guy in front of me leaves, I'm just going to touch him. And first I'm going to get rid of my spirit guardians and touch him and be like, protect each other and give them guidance. Give them guidance, whoever it is that's right in front of me.
Okay. Yeah, that's easy to do. He feels the uplifting, cool energy kind of radiate through him. The guard feels... the pressure and stress of the situation kind of lighten from him, and he seems to kind of think a little bit clearer. He looks at you and says, "Blessed be to you, cleric of Avandra," and gives you a smile of thanks before going off to go help the rest of the citizens and take care of the rest of these humanoid vine guys that just sprouted out of the ground.
Shep will turn around and follow Nova towards the docks, holding their holy symbol, and underneath their breath whisper, "Prayer to Avandra, Changebringer, protector of the travelers and adventurers. Please protect the guardians of the city." And then just get the fuck out.
Gotcha. What does your holy symbol look like?
The holy symbol actually looks like the symbol of Avandra, which is going to be like a circular like amulet thing. Embossed into it is a profile of a woman's face. With long flowy hair, and it's kind of goldish looking. It looks kind of dirty. It looks pretty dirty.
with some like little specks of dust maybe caked in on the inside of the boss areas where the hair and lines of hair are. But that's what it looks like.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
As you go to follow Nova, you see that like magic energy that was surrounding her when she was upset and kind of entering that primal energy. It just kind of slowly comes back into her body. Doesn't disintegrate, but like literally forms back into her aura, like her own personal energy, mm-hmm. as she's just kind of like taking some deep breaths and gathering her senses and getting her shit together. And you notice that her like primal ferocity has now tamed as she has ended her rage since we are out of combat, and she is just going. She looks back at you and notices you're following, so she's not gonna wait for you. She's just running like full speed to the docks, but when she gets to the docks, she's actually looking for the ship.
You guys make your way down the main street, dodging the halves of buildings. You, as you're running through, you're hearing distant yells and screams. The street is still chaos. You notice that as you get to the docks, voices are getting louder and louder. Yells and screams are getting louder, but you can just see the water in between the buildings as you're running in this midday hot sun towards what you're hoping to be your escape and salvation from the chaos that has erupted into the city. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you so much for that was hard. That was rough. yeah.
New character who dis.
Thank you guys so much for staying in and listening. Thank you guys so much for being here and staying to the end and listen. Thank you so much for your support, and we will catch you next time at the next episode. Bye.
Toodles.
Goodbye.